Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. My mother always made things seem all right, no matter what.
Well, that's good. That's what mothers should do.
No matter what. All right, so here we are on the edge, Sister Brown. We've known each other for like 900 years, and we've never had an opportunity to talk about what we do and let them in the room with us and know how lovely of a friend you are.
Well, I appreciate Happy New Year to you. I haven't seen you in a long time. Happy New Year.
Yeah, absolutely. As the Chinese say, Kong Hei Fa Choi.
Okay. I'll take it.
All right. We're on the edge with April Mahoney and my guest today, Vanessa Banks.
Hello.
Now, I'm going to hear some things from Vanessa that I've never heard before. You know, really about her journey through interior design. We're going to ask her, what does that space look like? She's part of a great, is it a franchise?
Well, I have a franchise. I'm on a leave of absence, but I'm doing my own thing. Vanessa
okay.
Banks Consultant.
So we're going to figure out, what that is for commercial and residential. The look, the feel, people are on a budget. She's going to give us some great tips. And I just love her so much. She's my friend. You know, we had gone to the theater together and, you know.
We were looking forward to doing more and then COVID.
Exactly. But she's right down the road. But she's right next door right now. So, Brains, let's welcome her to On the Edge, Vanessa Banks. Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
How you show up in the world, girl? No, wait. First question. What planet are you from?
What planet am I from? I am originally from New York, Long Island, and I came here actually to go to law school. So I was in law school for a while and I decided it wasn't for me. And
you didn't like law school? What was it about?
Well, it takes a different brain. I have a creative brain. That's a different way of thinking. So I ended up being a paralegal for a long time. And after I got married and had kids, I decided, and I've always been interested in interior design. So I actually went to school at Design Institute of San Diego and got a second degree in interior design. And I just, you know, as I'm talking about this, this is what I always want my clients and other people to know about interior designers. We're not just matching pillows and looking at colors. We take a lot of different classes, elements of design, history of furniture, drafting, quick sketch, lighting. There's a lot involved to being an interior designer, not just matching colors.
So. All right, so Brains, get that out your mind, get it straight. Mm-hmm. Don't believe the hype. Mm-hmm. You're looking at these television shows, you know, even like the quick turnover of the properties. It's an illusion, Brains, it's TV.
Yes.
And so you want someone to take their time that has skill and expertise, know your vibe.
Yes.
What smells do you like? What do you, when you look out your window, do you like a lot of sun? Do you like it darker? All those things, that's why you work with an interior designer, because they're getting into your headspace.
Yeah, when you're working with an interior designer, and a lot of these people are doing stuff online, and I do not do that. I have to come in a space to take a look at it, to see what colors you like. If you have your aunt's chair you want to use, or some kind of vase or whatever. So working with an interior designer, they should come in your space, ask a lot of questions. Do you have kids? Do you have pets? What do you like to do? Do you entertain? How many people entertain with you? Do you entertain indoors or outdoors? There's a lot to doing design besides what color, what
mm-hmm.
sofa.
Okay.
You want to also, the biggest thing is your budget. When you come to a space, we have to know your budget. We're not like psychics. Then people bring me pictures of magazine pictures and say, I want my space to look like that, but then their budget doesn't.
Exactly. And not only that, the cost of an interior designer. It's not chump change. Okay, this is not for the ordinary. This is for the extraordinary. It is a luxury item, a luxury ticket. You know, it's her time, it's her energy, it's her skill. She's putting, you know, her credibility on the line to make you happy. So we're not playing cheap. How much does it cost for an interior designer on an average?
Depending on the interior designer, do you need to know what I charge? I charge for different things because you can do staging. You can just have me come in for a consultation. A consultation probably is like $225 for an hour, but we save you money. We save you money because then that big sofa that you were looking at, you can't get through the door or upstairs.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? $225, girl. Folks is paying that for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yes. And then the colors, like if you paint, you decide on a color, you didn't consult with an interior designer or someone.
Share with us some quick design tips.
Yeah, I'll give you, it's every 7 years, you should be changing your look of your home or your space. Some 2023 design tips. Because of COVID, a lot of people are focusing on wellness and slowing down. They are putting in yoga rooms and home theaters and saunas and different things. Also, people are working from home. Their home offices are important. You want to make it comfortable. You want to increase productivity, and you want it to be multifunctional for if you have a smaller home and you can't dedicate one space to your office. So some of the colors, though, of 2023 are magenta and raspberry, like the color I have on now. Blush.
Now, what would you do now? That would be your accent color, of course.
It could be your, yes, it could be your accent. Pillows, a rug, a wall. There's a lot of ways you can bring it in. You can do even a lamp, you know. So yeah, you can bring in colors. Of course, your larger pieces should always be kind of neutral unless you are a fun girl like me. I like a lot of color. Mm-hmm. Then you can trade out your pillows, your rug, your lamps. You can paint a wall. Wall covering is hot. Wallpaper, wall covering is so hot.
Really, girl, I remember back in the day, I done wallpapered 2 or 3 times and took it off. I'm sure it's enhanced by now, but Now,
yes,
I want a
yes,
wall. I'll have a featured wall or something like that.
But. Yeah, you have a featured wall, and all of that 70s and 80s is back, a little bit more a modern twist to it, but it's definitely back. But they're using a lot of natural surfaces, your marble, stone, and they're mixing metals. So those are some of the hot tips for now. And then your furniture is a little bit, they have like a little shaggy, nubby kind of furniture, curved lines, and just light wood.
Okay.
So those are some other tips for you.
Maybe, would it be if you had a space, you know, and you didn't have a whole lot of money, that you really tricked it out? Because I do that. I trick it out with an accent piece.
Okay.
You know, like I have these beautiful busts, and one of my favorite stores is shameless plug, but Home Goods, girl, I love it.
You know, do you go online? Because they have a lot more online.
No, they don't. Do they have an...
Yes, Home Goods.
There's only so much I can have. And artwork.
Yes.
You know, I love artwork. I have a bunch of amazing artists. And as we travel, we acquire and pick up different statues or busts or whatever.
Yes, always. You know, when you go to a different country, figure out what their specialty is. If they're woods, then you get a carved, you know, piece of some sort and a vase or whatever, a box, and use that. And then it shows your personality. It shows your travel. It just, you know, it just makes it a blend of different cultures in your space.
What do you think about smells?
Oh, you know, fragrance is always
I love pheromones, honey. I will come in, you know, I'll clear it out. Like I burn sage. That's not the most attractive. But I'm gonna burn some oils or something. You know, I like oils. I don't like smoky, like incense. What do you feel when you walk into a room and you capture a very pleasant odor?
My whole thing is when I do talk to my clients, when I come in and I do the consultation, I always say, how do you want your space to feel? And that's part of it, the smells. But you have to be careful. A lot of the, some of the candles and the different things have chemicals that you're not supposed to be breathing in. So you have to be very careful to get, you know, your natural smells and ointments and different things. But yeah, it makes a huge difference. The other thing is that people don't realize is you should air out your house. Like if you're just even, gosh, a couple of times a week, that's the first thing I do in the morning is open my windows, because all the cooking smells from your body, your sneakers, whatever you have, that contributes to the smell of your home. And they do get into fabric.
Animals. Mm-hmm. And I say that with love.
Yes.
I say that with love. And I'm going to tell
you. That's
why
I air my house out.
I am going to say it to you, brains. Dogs and cats have an odor. That's their nature. That's what they do. They lick their butts. Mm-hmm. They have incontinence. They pee. They can't open the door.
So that's very important to air out your home.
You have a litter box. Mm-hmm. Oh, but you know what I tell you was the worst that I thought is my girlfriend had a bird.
Oh.
There were
I don't like birds.
And bird poop. It just seemed just different. So
did she have a special space for that bird?
She had a big, beautiful black cage, but you know.
But in the middle of the living room?
You know, as soon as you entered in, and it was way too much. But again, we love the birds. But clean up after your pets, because they do leave an odor and they do leave residue.
Yeah, you have to be very careful. I knew that I was going to have my pet, and I have like a vinyl sofa, so I can wipe it down anytime I want. I'm careful with
my
low pile rug. So that, you know, and he's not a shedder, only his tail sheds, actually. But
but the thing is now with the wood floors,
mm-hmm.
you know, you got to...
And you have
Let
to
me ask a question, okay? This is an exterior design.
Okay.
Me and my husband are about to repaint the outside of our house.
Okay.
It's one of the scariest things you can do. Because it's big and it's massive.
Yes.
So what we went... to the Home Depot and got some paint, and we're splattering on the back of the wall and seeing if our eyes adjust to that. But I'm a nervous wreck, because there's no going back after you done paid, you know, $4,000-$5,000, got it sprayed and trimmed and all. Girl, you got to live with it for at least 20 years.
Well, and that's why you consult with other people. And the cost of you hiring a designer, and everybody's not my price. You can probably get someone a little bit less, but I have over 20 years of experience.
We don't want cheap.
You can.
I mean, you know, seriously, when I'm doing something like that to give you $225 an hour, I'm not playing on the cheap.
Yes. Well, you want that expertise so that that whole paint project, you don't have to do over.
Okay.
And it's going to cost you more to have that whole paint job.
All right.
Over. Done over again.
So let's flip it up.
Okay.
You broke as a joke.
Okay.
And you shop it from the thrift store and the, you know, the big box leaders. Okay.
Okay.
Give us some tips on how to kind of put our thing together so that certain things that you should have, you know, your bathroom accessories or your comforter, give us a few tips on the cheap for the person that just doesn't have it.
Okay, well, first, if you do not have, if you want to do a renovation or a, refresh, somebody asked
yeah,
me.
Yeah, refresh. Exactly, yeah.
Still, pay that 1 hour for a consultation for an interior designer to come in. We can come in again and do space planning, color, tell you what pillows to use, tell you what furniture, how big, where to hang a mirror. I can do lots of things. You don't have to buy or expend a lot of money on furnishings. Like, you don't have to have that $9,000 sofa.
No.
You can go to a thrift store and you can do it. But I would suggest that you hire someone like me to come in for the hour, or I even go shopping with people. I can do shopping online. I can go with you to the store and go shopping and show you the pieces that will work for your space.
Okay. So now you do this for commercial also.
That's I do a small commercial. Yes, it's a totally different thing. I'm a residential. I I can do some commercial. I've done a law office, but it was a small office. It wasn't, you know, 100 attorneys or anything.
Okay. Okay.
Like a library, or I did a coffee room for a manufacturer. Those kind of things. Small.
Oh, that's
small.
Fun.
I love residential, and that's why I decided to do that.
Let's have some fun with Vanessa Banks. We know all about all your work and all that kind of stuff. Girl, you done traveled the world. Where's one of your favorite places on the planet?
Well, my favorite place, and I was talking to someone about this the other day, is New York. I'm from New York. I love the city. You can do anything. You can find anything. You can eat anything. You can enjoy all the culture. You can. I love New York. The second place, I don't know, Paris was pretty fun.
It was Paris?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of pigeon shit over there.
Oh, no. There's a lot of culture and fun and shopping, and the architecture is amazing.
Okay, all right.
For architecture, Rome. Rome is...
Oh, yeah. I just came from Italy. Girl, I tell you.
Yep.
I found out, I told my husband, I said, oh, I said, I'm excited. And I was looking at my little money. I said, I might be able to live over here, but you can only stay there 3 months at a time. 6 months out of the year. Can't get a driver's license. You know, you don't know if you can get your Medi-Cal, if your SSI check don't get there in time. I can't go over there to stay. But I absolutely love Europe. And the food is phenomenal because it is from farm to table.
Yes.
That's the big deal.
Well, when I was in Africa, I remember seeing, I've been to Tanzania, Kenya, Nairobi, several, but I remember in the hotel, they of course had a restaurant, and they actually, you could see the women picking the fresh herbs in the morning to prepare, you know, for the meals at the hotel. And that was amazing. And the fruits and vegetables were...
They just taste so different.
Well, they don't have all the preservatives and stuff. I went to a farm and I hadn't tasted banana, like a real banana, like when I was growing up. I tasted them. I actually had a, you know,
Oh, wow.
Because I don't eat bananas here. They don't have that much flavor. But when I tasted that banana, it brought me back to my childhood. It was so good.
Gosh. I know. So, what are three things that you can absolutely not live without? Guilty pleasures. What are they?
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Well, interior design. I love interior design. I've been that when I even when I was a paralegal, I rewarded myself if I did something good. I would go to the store and get interior design magazines. So I love looking at it. I love being in it. I love observing it. Interior design, I can't live without. It's just part of me. Good food. I like to eat. I exercise every day, just about to, you know.
I know, and you lost a lot of weight, and you look good. You look great, girl. I'm doing the sugar I'm doing a sugar and carb detox. I didn't do good today.
I eat sugar. I love pastries and danishes, and you can't overdo it. Of course, you cannot.
You don't overdo it. I'm murdering.
And the third thing is, oh my gosh, probably family. I mean, I was just with all three of my kids. They're in all three different states for Christmas, and we had a fabulous time. And I just love, you know, I go down and see my sister and my brothers down in Atlanta. And family is very
the best. All right. So if you were an appliance in the kitchen, what appliance would you be and why?
Oh, my gosh. The refrigerator. Because all the good food is there.
Ooh, I'd probably be the teapot. Keep it hot and spout off, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, I like the refrigerator. I mean, I have like all kinds of foods, drinks, everything.
And you be chilling, you know.
Exactly. And everybody comes in and looks and takes a look at you and checks you out. And
your light comes on, girl.
That's right. And preserve, you know, you'd be preserved.
Keep it fresh. Oh, we are hungry. All right. And to take this show on the road. If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
Well, I never thought about being an animal because I always thought about being a butterfly. Mm. I like to be beautiful, and then I go and float around and
go visit.
Animal, though, gosh, that's a hard one. I mean, the only thing, I have a dog, and they live a good life. I mean,
They do.
I've never thought about it. I'm Taurus the bull, so I don't know what that is about.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, I'll tell you offline, I got a book that'll tell you, it reads you like a cheap novel, girl. It's amazing.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I think I'd be an elephant.
Okay.
Because I never want to forget. Mm-hmm. I want to care about my tribe. I want to be a part of a pack. I want to be loving and caring, but still strong and fierce. You know, yeah, I think I'd be an elephant.
And they're gentle, too.
They are gentle. So, now, what is your favorite cocktail?
Margarita. No salt on the rocks.
On the rocks?
No salt on the rocks.
You got a Cadillac going on? My girlfriend makes the best Cadillac margarita, I tell you.
Really?
But yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty simple when it comes to things like that. I just give me a good margarita, nice and kind of strong, not overpowering, no salt on the rocks. There we go.
What brings you to tears?
Oh my gosh. When people don't treat other people correctly.
That's subjective.
That's the guy
at the grocery store. What do you mean, in a relationship?
Hurt. Deal? Yeah. Relationship, just anytime. Anytime someone doesn't treat another person as a human being, to me, that is sad. It's sad and it's hurtful. To not take account that someone else is a human being and they have feelings, and you're here not to hurt others, you're here to inspire, I think, other people. Yep.
But that is all subjective, because that's based upon an expectation.
Yeah, I do. I expect people.
But then when they, you know, when they get all crunchy and step on them, you have to be resilient. So I appreciate what you're saying, because it really took you to a different place. You might be thinking about something or feeling something, and it's really heart-centered. I get it.
When I was listening to inspiration from one of the people that I do, they always say you can always expect the best. You might not get the best, but you can expect the best, and then you just go on from there, because sometimes someone's in a bad mood, someone, whatever.
Right, you're going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yes. So right. I expect that. Yes.
Okay. All right. So what makes you laugh?
Oh, there's a lot of things that make me laugh. I'm just a quirky kind of people. All my kids are very quick with it.
They
have fun. Like, you say something and you're like, oh, I didn't think about that. Wow. So they're all professional people, and they have different careers, and they just kind of tell me some of the stuff that's going on, and it's so funny sometimes. But just laughing at people, that you can laugh at yourself, that you can see something different or a different angle, a different side to things that happen.
Well, you're absolutely radiant. You are glowing, and it seems like you are in your season.
Yes, I hope so.
You know, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Oh, that's a difficult one. I am in the process now of deciding what I want to do later on. I mean, I do volunteer work with the Women's Club of Carlsbad. I also network with some nice networking groups. And I volunteer with my church. We do groceries with Grace once a month. We pass out groceries. But I think I'm going to continue doing volunteer work. I don't want to, I know some people volunteer all their time. I'm not, I like to have a little.
I don't, you know, Mr. Magnificent, he made me put the brakes on that. Because I would have 3 or 4 events and they would turn into my events.
Yeah.
But now I've got smart. I give them hours. Mm. 80 hours, 120 hours. Use me wherever you like.
Yes.
Grocery, phones, ticket sales, wherever you like. But I'm clocking out at 120 because I expense to obtain a housekeeper. Don't you like that? That's a luxury. Girl, I love it.
Yes, it's a luxury, but it depends on your, I have someone also. If you're working every day, it's a very difficult, and I love a clean house. That you cannot, I had a client and I was doing some painting and my painter was like, this is like one of the worst houses he's ever been to because it was so dirty. So I love a clean house. I think it's a luxury, but I think at some point in time, as you get older, it might be a necessity that you can come in and have someone come in and help you clean, because that bending and carrying a vacuum up the stairs and doing all that is a lot.
Doing the dusting, doing the windows, all of that.
Well, it's always going to be dusty. No matter what you do, it's always going to be dusty. Especially in California, you have the windows open, the air is going to blow in dust. So dust is, I mean, you can do it every once in a while, but you're not going to ever be, by the time you finish dusting, it's dusty again. But
what do you say to the person that is a collectible person, you know, that has a lot of clutter?
Well,
they have clutter. They want to keep Aunt Martha's china and, you know, mama's this and grandma's that, and somebody gives you stuff. What do you say to that person?
I say, edit, edit, edit. It's nice to have grandma's china, but are you using it, or is it just like up on the, in the china cabinet? If you're not using it and you want to store it away, that's fine. But you can't have everything all over the place. Every piece that someone gives you is not something that you love.
Right.
If you collect vases or something, for that one room, maybe you keep 3 vases in that space and then rotate them. Put the other ones in storage, rotate them. So then you're always seeing something new. You get to see it. You know it's there.
You can come. You know what I do? I move my furniture.
Yes, that's
around.
Great.
Mm-hmm. It changes my energy. You know, we move the couches or I'll move the bed and you enter into a different space. It gives you a different feel.
Yes. And that's the other thing. And that's why I was saying about keeping your basics neutral. And then when the new colors come in, because every year, Pantone, Behr, Sherwin-Williams, they want to sell paint and paint colors. So they develop a new color every year. And if you want to keep up with the trend, then you can by wallpapering that one focal wall, getting that rug that's that color, some pillows, and then you have the new trend in. So you have to, you know, just be quick and precise on what you want in your space. Okay. So.
All right. Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you. I was glad to. I know that when people hear interior designers, they always want to know the latest, especially at the beginning of the year, the latest color trends and what's happening. So it's my
pleasure. You're happening.
Yes.
Thank you.
I do a few volunteer services, but traveling always. I mean, it doesn't even have to be over in Europe. It could be just throughout the United States. There's so many different places and cities to see. And then, you know, I kind of can keep my business going because interior design consultation, which I am doing, is, you know, someone can call me and say, hey, I'm moving into a new home. Can you come and help me? And then I can come and give them some ideas. And if they want me to do more, then I can do more. Otherwise, I do the hour or 2 hours and then I'm done. I can go on my way.
That's so good. That is really, really good. So are you looking to maybe one day expand and maybe take a mentor or a mentee under your wing and do some coaching? I mean, it's a great opportunity too.
I don't know.
You don't want to work. You don't want to work hard. You want to work smart. I got you.
Exactly. Exactly. Someone asked me about teaching actually, and I actually had when I lived in Riverside, I was going to teach a class at what is that school, the University of Riverside, how to stage your home for sale. And I have all of the documents and everything together. Oh my gosh, Dylan, my dog is making noise.
Look, let me say, we're on the edge. I love that dog. You know, you heard my horror story. How the coyote jumped over the fence and snatched Kid my dog. Don't leave your dogs unattended, Brains. Coyotes are out of their dens. There's been fires and floods and the homeless encampment. I'm telling you, they're getting bold. They come right on down.
Yeah, they do.
Both of us are here in San Diego. And my house is a canyon, and I tell you, I was just absolutely devastated.
I can't even imagine what that was like. That's horrible. But he's a guard dog. We're on the corner, so when anybody comes...
Where's he at? I want you to see the guard dog.
Everybody knows Dylan in the neighborhood. He's a good dog, though. He's only like 17 pounds, but he's got a big bark.
He is so cute.
But... yeah, I think in the next 5 years, I'm going to probably still do consultations for interior design because it's in my blood. I mean, I remember being, gosh, I don't know how old, and I would go with my parents to their friends' homes, and I go, no, that's the wrong color. That needs to be moved there. And I didn't know what I was doing at the time, but that's what I do. So that I'll be retired. Social Security or whatever it is.
Oh, please, I know. But I was thinking about that too. I was like, okay, so what number do I want to pick? You know, because you want to lock it in, hopefully before there's some trickery on either side of the
Yes, indeed.
And you know, we live in a very political state of California.
Yes,
with a lot of strong opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just try to avoid those conversations altogether and change it to the...
Well, I'm hoping to do that next year. And then, I'll still, you know, do some things here and there. I'll probably always volunteer here and there. I mean,
you have to be philanthropic. You have to give back.
I agree. I remember when we used to do, and I told this story during my mom's funeral, My mom used to take us trick-or-treating, and she used to have the March of Dimes or the, what was the box? And you put the dimes in it. It was like a little box that she would collect. Oh, my gosh, I just had it. It wasn't March of Dimes. But, it was, and she always did that. And I said, when I get older, I would always do something to help somebody else.
Absolutely.
So during the Halloween, do trick-or-treating, and she would collect... I think it was called Community Chest. It was called. And it was a little white box.
No, I never seen that.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in New York, so it might not have been out here, but I remember.
What do you think about the unsheltered population?
Oh, my gosh.
Italy, and I was in France, Spain, and Rome. Mm-hmm. I saw 5 unsheltered. And it reminded me of like the old. Classic hobo, mm-hmm. around by the train station, have been sleeping out there for years. But these encampments.
Well, I think there is always going to be some homeless. I always believe that because there's so many people that are mentally challenged. And even though they hear about you can go here or you can do this or we can do this for you, they, you know, just kind of push it away. But
then who's going to maintain it once they get into these places? Who's going to pay the rent on these places? You can't afford to live here in California. Really?
Well, the other thing is, you know, again, the government has to do some small part, I think. There are so many. I actually took a walk with one of my interior design friends down in Logan Heights about a week ago. And we've seen so many abandoned buildings and different places. And I'm thinking, why can't they shelter folks and put them in there to get them started or, you know, give them a hand doing something instead of just owning the property and just letting it go? So I don't know. But the whole other thing is the psychological help that people need also. So it's about money, but it's also about helping people when they're in high school and understanding what they need to do to move beyond just living and just kind of getting a job. So, can you get him? Thank you. Get the dog, please. Thank you.
Please don't.
Let me get him out of here.
Oh.
Let me take him.
Anyway, my dear friend, in closing, what would you like your legacy to be?
Oh, that's a hard one, too. I don't think about legacy. I always think about how people perceive me now. I like when they see me, I like them to know that I love interior design, I can help them with their homes, that I'm a good designer, that I care about people, I care about my family, I try to do the best I can with, you know, resources, a few resources that I have. I always, even when I have clients, I you know, want to help them save money by using, you know, pieces that they love, and so that they can have a beautiful space in addition to having a great look to their home. So it's the legacy. Oh my goodness, that's a hard one for me. I never think about that. I just think about now.
Yeah, well, and you know what? I can appreciate that because you are living in the moment.
Yeah.
And that's what we do on the edge. We're like that little cat that's dangling by the edge, you know, back and forth. But I'm so glad that you are with me, Sweet Pea. You got to meet my friend, Brains, here on the edge, you know? Well, the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Tell them how to get in contact with you. Why am I pointing the wrong way?
It's okay. You can go to my website, BanksDesignerConsultant.com, and you can see some
of
my
pieces.
Yep.
Say it slow.
Thank you, BanksDesignerConsultant.com.
.com, Brace. Or you can call me and I'll have her call you, all right?
Definitely. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Bye, Brains.
Bye.